Welcome to episode 157 of Vegas Revealed. Billy Idol is set to make the Hoover Dam rock for the first time ever. We reveal how you can be part of this unprecedented music event.
Las Vegas may add Powerball and Mega Millions to the list of jackpots you can hit here. Find out why there's a renewed push for a Nevada state lottery.
There's also renewed interest in the Rio as talks of a nearby baseball stadium continue. The Mardi Gras-themed hotel is ready for a new look that matches the times.
Plus, Vegas movie shoots, new Super Bowl details, a Mediterranean hotspot opens, and a high-octane weekend here in Las Vegas.
All that and more this week on Vegas Revealed.
But first, have you downloaded the Vegas Near Me app yet? That is the big question. It is a must-have if you live in Las Vegas or you plan to visit here. And it's now available in both the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
If you have a hard time finding your way around our resorts, don't worry. You can find maps of the property within the app. Also, find out how much they're charging for parking so you can plan ahead. Even book an Uber right within the app.
Think of Vegas Near Me as a concierge in your pocket. When you open the app, you're going to find more than 16,000 Las Vegas businesses and activities. There are tons of detailed videos, blogs, and information right inside the app.
And it's accurate and up to date. That's the best part. Use our Vegas Revealed link that we provide in our show notes and download it to your phone now for free. Instead of reviews, Vegas Near Me has compiled thousands of Las Vegas-related YouTube channels and podcasts like Vegas Revealed so you can hear about and see real-life experiences at the places you're searching.
You watch and listen all inside the app. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
Let's get to it now and spin that wheel. Welcome to episode 157 of Vegas Revealed. Dana and Sean here, and just like the rest of the country, we've had a crazy week of weather here in Las Vegas. Sean, 2 days ago, I was literally at the pool.
I saw that. I was like, man, Roselli's getting a jump on tanning season.
Yeah, me and my friend Robin went down there to the pool. We had lunch. We just sat out and did whatever we'd be doing in our apartments or condos that day. We just did it by the pool, on our phone, on our computer, just hung out. And it wasn't even cold in any way. When that sun shines and it's 70 degrees, it's warm.
It is. It's beautiful.
But today we're sitting here recording a podcast and it's snowing.
Crazy. This is, what, the second week that we've talked about snow?
I know. And when we say snow, it's like we can see white stuff coming down.
It doesn't stick.
Yeah, it's not very like large flakes. What is that? I think I just listened to one of our weather guys to call it grapple, which is like a mix of like, I don't know.
It's like a snow sleet.
Yeah.
Like a, or is that the stuff when it is snow in the air, but then it's liquid by the time it touches the ground?
Something like that.
One of those weather terms.
Yeah, we'll leave it to the meteorologists on that one. But that's what they were saying was happening right now. So anyway, yeah, it's been a wild weather week, that's for sure. So if you come to Vegas, be prepared during these months. You really never know what you're going to get.
You don't. And it's funny. I saw a post on social media the other day, because we had, you know, crazy 70 mile per hour winds that came through. It was really nuts. And someone said, it's perfect here for 9 months of the year. And the other three, you're playing weather roulette.
True.
I was like, that is very accurate.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have anything like, it never seems like major, but last night's wind, I felt like was the windiest night for me living in a high rise for the last about 10 years that I've ever experienced. Pictures actually fell off my walls.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
the walls
gosh.
Were shaking. That's how windy it was.
Wow.
I'm pretty high up in the high rise, so I'm sure the wind, I might get it a little bit more than most people that are down on the ground. But all of a sudden I heard bang and like this picture fell off the wall.
Oh my gosh.
And then on a shelf, I had like a picture leaning against the wall and that fell forward. It was
wow.
Crazy. The light started blinking. The Wi-Fi went out. Never lost power though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. My rug on my patio was flipped up and on the other side of the patio, but
lucky you still have a rug on your patio.
It's true. It's weird where my patio is placed. For some reason, the wind does not knock over things as much as you think it would. It kind of, I don't know, sits in a weird pocket set back. So anyway, it has definitely been a wild weather week.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind when you come to Vegas during the wintertime. It can be a mixed bag sometimes. Well, you know, we have seen a lot of over-the-top entertainment here in Las Vegas. There's no doubt about that. We've seen bands perform on the Bellagio fountains, up on the rooftops of casinos on the Strip and downtown, even at the Grand Canyon. But there's another music event that's coming up, the likes of which we have never seen.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Apparently, this has never been done before, which I guess I didn't really think about or realize.
Yeah, me either.
But Billy Idol is having a concert at the Hoover Dam. And the Hoover Dam's been around for, I think it's almost 90 years, and they have never done a concert there. Only 250 people are going to be allowed to watch this concert live, but they are filming it. So I have a feeling we're all going to see it eventually, whatever they decide to do with it. But they have packages happening, same-day tickets, but again, it's very limited. It's going to be Under the Stars on April 8th, and Billy Idol wants to bring awareness to the drought in the west of the country, the western part of the country. And so he's doing this awareness concert, and it also says he's going to bring along some of his friends and some special guest performances. So I don't know who else is going to pop up, but I can only expect it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, and this is going to be happening. So on one side of the Hoover Dam, you have Lake Mead, or what's left of Lake Mead.
Yeah.
On the other side, you have that big canyon where you really see the drop off of the Hoover Dam, and it sounds like they're going to be setting up a stage down at the bottom of the canyon. So that, you know, as you watch the show, it looks like there's going to be all sorts of projections and lights up on the side of the dam. And that will be the backdrop for Billy Idol and his guest performers. So, that, yeah, really unique and intimate event. I'm excited to see how this goes off.
Oh, it does look cool. Listen, you can go to thisisvertigo.live to get information. I think I saw that most same day single tickets are gone, but the packages are still available. They have like packages where you can stay at the Waldorf Astoria. There's going to be a bus that leaves there to take you to the Hoover Dam. There's a welcome party at the Hard Rock Cafe Friday night. There's a brunch with one of the performers on Sunday. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can take a look at, but get it while it's hot because I think they're going to go quick.
Yeah. For a one-of-a-kind event like that, they're not going to be hurting for ticket sales for sure.
By the way, I've seen Billy Idol perform at House of Blues at Mandalay Bay, and he was great.
Was he?
Yes, really good. He even whipped his shirt off. I think we talked about this, and I was like, ooh, good for you. He looked great. Billy will bring it down at the Hoover Dam.
Keep on rocking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, right now, if you live in Nevada, Dana, like we each do, and we want to play the lottery, we have to either call our parents back home in New York and be like, hey, when you're out, can you pick up some lotto tickets for me? And, you know, do the Venmo exchange. Or you have to drive to California or Arizona to buy tickets because those are the closest states with lotteries.
Right.
But that could be changing.
And this has been talked about for years and years and years, and everyone's always shocked. Why doesn't Nevada have the lottery?
I miss the lottery.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's fun. It is fun. But I guess, you know, we have enough going on with, you know, we've allowed gaming for how long, right?
And we so do, but scratcher tickets are great.
I know. It is fun. But they're addicting. It does.
It sounds like there's a story here.
No, I was just going to say there. I mean, it's something that I feel like everyone in New York gives people on their birthday card.
Oh,
don't you agree?
Growing up, I got scratchers almost every single year in my birthday card and in my stocking.
Yep. In fact, I did a scratch off when I was home during the holidays and I won $50.
Look at that.
Yeah.
See, so they start us young in New York, don't they?
They do. But it would be great to have those where we could. I love being able to just put scratch offs in someone's card when you can't think of what to get them.
It is nice.
It is. But anyway, side note. And so it's always surprising that Nevada, you know, being a gambling state, we didn't have a lottery. So now we're considering it, apparently. It's a proposed amendment to the Nevada Constitution, which would open the door to establish a state lottery. And apparently they want to raise money to fund youth mental health programs. So that's what they're going for right now. And we'll have to see where it goes. It could be interesting to follow, and it could be interesting to see if Nevada gets this. And, you know, I bet we could make a lot of money for services.
This is something I'm all for. I know a lot of the big casinos and resorts are not in favor, historically have not been in favor of a lottery, but I think people would love it. And if it's raising money to go for a good cause and a need within the state, that's a great thing too. I know when we were growing up in New York, the state lottery money went to the education system across New York State. So, you know, and it raises a bunch of money. So hopefully here in Nevada, it, you know, could end up helping out youth mental health programs. And who knows, if it makes enough, there could be other things that benefit down the line.
Yeah. I mean, New York State has some of the best schools, you know, that's where we grew up. But yeah, Nevada ranking 39th, on a study that was done at UNLV for access to mental health care. So they feel like that's something that we really need to...
We're on the low end.
Yeah, to up here in Nevada. So we'll see what happens. We will definitely keep you posted on that one, though, because that'll be interesting to follow. I feel like it's been tried and attempted so many times, but it's always failed. So maybe this time it'll fly.
I have my lucky penny ready for some scratchers whenever it happens.
Yep, get your key out, your penny. The key never works as good as the penny, though,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't. You need a coin.
Like a dent. Yeah, we know. Okay, this is something that we haven't talked about in a while, the future of the Rio. And we're talking about the Rio Hotel that is just off the Strip. It's been a Caesars property for many, many years, but recently taken over by someone else and kind of rented back to the Rio, or sorry, to the to Caesars for a while, right?
Yeah, now that owner is taking back full operation of the Rio, and as part of doing so, there's going to be a massive renovation of the property going on a little later this year.
And I think we have noted before, it definitely needs a renovation.
It's been stuck in the same era for a while.
It has.
And you know what? I have stayed there before. Those rooms are huge. It's, you know, the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino. It's all suites, like the name says. So they're big rooms. They have great views. I would love to see, I have some wild memories of the Rio late nights. I would love to see the Rio have a fresh air breathed into it.
Yeah. People were talking about it was going to get knocked down for so long. And then we were like, but it's such a big building. It's like,
it's
you could
huge.
Just renovate it and make it a nice hotel. It's not too far from the Strip. And like you said, it has great views because it's just set off the Strip, like the Palms. That bar or lounge at the top has a great
Voodoo.
View.
Voodoo Lounge,
right.
Yeah.
I forgot about Voodoo. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've been up there, too. I've never stayed at the Rio, so interesting to know that you have and that the rooms are big and nice. That's interesting.
Giant, yeah.
Okay. So they need a little refurb. Apparently, the landlord, current landlord, the firm that he is part of, Dreamscape Companies, has raised $850 million in capital. It's going to use the funds to launch a real estate investment trust that will own the casino, hospitality, and entertainment assets and then form an entity to operate the business. So it's a whole financial thing for all the intricate stuff. You know, Google it. For us, we just want you to know it's going to be renovated, and there's a possibility that a baseball stadium could go up next door.
Yeah, on land that the Rio owns, that is one of the sites that, you know, is being tossed around as a potential location for the Oakland A's if they make a move here to Las Vegas. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited for the Rio.
Yeah, that'll be much needed. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about a red carpet that I did on Saturday with tons of rock and rollers like Rick Springfield, Sammy Hagar, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. I'm going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a movie being shot here in town with Mark Wahlberg. And we have a lot of other things to discuss. But first, we want to hit up the Super Bowl again, because as of our release date, There are 351 days until Super Bowl 58 here in Las Vegas. It's coming quick.
So forget counting down to Christmas. We're counting down to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love it. You've already heard us talking about the Super Bowl coming to Las Vegas. You've probably heard it many other places as well. So we are the host city in 2024. And there have been signs of the excitement for the big game all over Las Vegas, including on marquees along the Las Vegas Strip, which have been lit with a countdown to the big kickoff.
Mm-hmm. And we talked last week, like you said, about the Super Bowl. It's so hard not to say Super Bowl. It's the Super Ball. The Vegas Super Ball arrived from Arizona. Huge football with the logo of the Super Bowl and our Las Vegas logo on it. So that was fun. We went to Allegiant Stadium to see the Super Ball. Last week, I told you I wanted a picture with it. I got my picture, so that's all done. It's all over social media. But we also were able to chat with Steve Hill, who is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. It was fun to catch up with Steve, and I'll admit, we bugged him a little for some details. But come on, give us something that nobody's heard before. Anyway, we stopped him, we talked to him, and here's that interview. We have watched, it all started out in Arizona, right? And now the Super Bowl is here. This is just the beginning of an incredible year for you guys.
It really is. It's pretty exciting to be on the clock, and we're looking forward to the year, and we're looking forward to the Super Bowl in February 24th.
And being down in Phoenix and seeing everything that just went on, what have you learned? What ideas did you gather?
Well, you know, Phoenix did a great job, really did, and they've got a lot of experience doing this, but Las Vegas has 60 years of experience putting on great events, and so we're really confident we're going to do a great job. The expectations are super high in Las Vegas. We did have the opportunity to look at all of the different events in Phoenix and, you know, get some behind-the-scenes information that's really helpful. So we appreciate their help on that.
But no shortage of one-upmanship that's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. No, this is definitely a contest, and we're pretty competitive. And, you know, the expectations of a Super Bowl, the biggest event in the United States, in the city that is the best in the world at hosting events, the expectations and the performance is going to be really high.
And so many people have been asking, like, what are we going to, is it going to be like a week of events, a month of events, I mean, a year of events? What can you tell us?
Well, there'll be some interesting events along the way to the Super Bowl. The week itself is really a concentrated week of events that are happening they'll happen all over the city. Some will be a part of what the NFL sanctions, but the city's going to take advantage of everything there is to do around the Super Bowl as well. But you'll feel the momentum building as we get to that week.
We have a lot of listeners from all around, really, the country and the world. Should they all come to Vegas for the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. They all do already, right? We have more people in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl when it's not here than the city that's hosting the Super Bowl. So, yeah, we're going to be full, and it's going to be a party.
And are we the first ones to have a Super Bowl?
Of course. There are going to be a number of firsts for Las Vegas that we'll set over the coming year. This is just the first of many.
So plan early, right? If you're coming, plan early, book your hotels, do all that now, maybe.
Yeah, no, it would be a good idea to lock that down, make sure that you've got a place to stay and get ready.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're looking forward to it.
And I think we're also looking forward to what we're going to see at halftime during Super Bowl 58. Can you spill any information about what to expect? Is it going to happen on the field, or is it something that's going to showcase the entire city?
Well, actually, the halftime hasn't been planned yet, and it is an NFL and the halftime sponsor, which is Apple in 24, and we'll have some input into that, but it's really their decision what happens at halftime. The halftime in Phoenix was spectacular. The halftime last year in LA is spectacular, so they've set the bar pretty high. We're going to have to jump over it.
I feel like we'll do it.
I feel like we are, too.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. We can't wait. I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot throughout the year.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
So it'll be interesting to see who does the halftime show, because Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. I can only imagine that it's going to be fabulous. And we will keep you posted on that. Any little thing we hear. I'm sure there'll be lots of rumors over the year.
Oh, there will.
You know, of who's going to perform.
And probably a lot of fan activity to try and, you know, get the name of their favorite artist out there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was Rihanna last year, and then, well, I should say this year, and then the year before that, you know, was a collaboration of hip hop.
Great, the hip hop collab, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder what if they'll go in kind of a different genre this time, or what they'll do. I mean, it could be country. Could be
it could.
Has there ever been a country halftime show? I'm trying to think, because country's huge right now. I'm not necessarily saying I want a country halftime show, but I'm saying it could happen. Or maybe some type of collab.
I have to believe that there was. I can't think off the top of my head of one.
I can't either. So, I mean, I guess, you know, has Taylor Swift done a halftime show yet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really? Okay, we'll see. I mean, she's like country pop.
Yeah.
Crossover, right?
She'd be good.
Yeah, she'd be good. Luke Bryan would be great. So many people would be great that are headliners here in Las Vegas, but I don't know if the NFL will go that route. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we will. Well, Dana, I was out of town while you were at one of the biggest fundraising galas that we see all year here in Las Vegas, the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala.
Right. It raises money for the Cleveland Clinic Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health, a very important facility that we have here in Las Vegas. We are lucky to have as well, and people come in for help and treatment from all over. So they have to raise a lot of money. They're looking for a cure. They're looking to help constantly caregivers, and those are the people who obviously help and assist and take care of people that get diagnosed with brain diseases. They're constantly needing funds to expand. And so they have to have a really big fundraiser to raise the money that they need to provide. And so they bring out all their celebrity friends. And when I say they, Camille and Larry Ruvo.
Who are fantastic people.
Fantastic people. Lou Ruvo Center is named after Larry's dad, who passed of Alzheimer's. It was a great red carpet. And this year, it was a collaboration. They do something different every year. This year was a collaboration of rock and roll.
Okay.
Okay, here's the rundown of who, and I don't even know if I'm going to hit everyone, but it was Sammy Hagar, Rick Springfield, Michael McDonald, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon, Chad Kroeger of Nickelback.
Oh, wow.
John Mayer.
Wow.
Sam Moore. They all did this huge collaboration on stage.
That's cool.
It was everyone's just raving about how it came out. Paula Abdul was there.
Yep.
Nikki Glaser, the comedian, did stand up.
Okay.
So it just, and I might even be leaving some other people out. But here's the deal. I was on the carpet. I got to talk to most all of them. John Mayer did not walk the red carpet. It was actually a pink carpet, I should say. But what a fabulous collaboration. And they were so excited to come together. Chad Kroeger from Nickelback was telling me, I mean, when Sammy calls and says, hey, we need to perform for a good cause, and we get to all be on stage together, which we really, you know, don't do often.
It never
happens, or have never done. I'm in, you know? And Rick Springfield was there. He's got a residency coming up, or a few shows anyway, at the Strat toward the end of March. Great to see him. I'd never met Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon. Fabulous guy. His mom passed of Alzheimer's, so he wanted to be there. Oh, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper,
oh, my
yes.
goodness. And, you know, Alice Cooper's 75. I said to him, how do you stay energized? He's on like a big, huge tour now and everything. I said, hey, you're still going. He said, you know, I love life. You know, I never really got into the major partying phase, and I never smoked. And he said, and it's just helped me to stay energized, focused, and healthy through all these years, which I thought was interesting.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon was telling me that, you know, his mom had Alzheimer's and there were times where they would play music for her. I think he said it was My Fair Lady, the soundtrack of one of her favorite shows. And he said it just would turn on this light. And he said they're now looking at, you know, how music plays a part in keeping the brain functioning and all that. So all sorts, everyone really had like a personal story to tell. And that just shows that Alzheimer's affects so many people. Paula Abdul was there. Her dad passed of Alzheimer's. And she said, you know, the support that she received from the Brain Center was life-changing, and she'll do anything she can. Maria Shriver was there, and there's a huge women's movement now. And she was saying a lot of the women out there become caregivers, whether it's their mom, their dad, husband, whatever, in their family, and that it's important to keep our brains active just as we do when we talk about keeping our bodies active and Pilates and all that stuff. So anyway, it was a great carpet, lots of energy. Everyone's so happy to be there. Sammy Hagar said, you know what? I love this town and I want to do this. I called up all my friends and we're ready to put on a rockin' show. He told me he had chills when they did their rehearsal the day before.
Oh, and that's exciting.
He said, I've never, people were thinking, do we need to take you to the hospital? They thought I had a rash, he said, because the hair was, I had bumps all over my arms. So he was funny. So it was a great time and a great collaboration. You can see some of our social media videos on our Vegas Revealed TikTok and also our Vegas Revealed Instagram.
Yeah, that looked like it was a great night. Glad you got to be over there for that.
Yeah, it was great.
We have a big movie star who we've talked about living here in Las Vegas now. Mark Wahlberg is not only living here, he is working here very hard with multiple businesses, but he's also bringing Hollywood to town, and he's been filming a new movie called The Family Plan at locations all over Las Vegas, and it's kind of exciting that there have been so many Mark Wahlberg sightings.
Yeah.
Well, he's in production out at strip casinos.
Well, remember when he moved here, he had said he wanted Las Vegas to be more of what, like a mini Hollywood, right?
Yeah, he wanted to bring production here.
Yeah, so now I love that he's shooting all around town. Some locations we know that he did shoot, the Strat, the Plaza Hotel Casino downtown as well. And then I think he was over at Aria and Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, Hoover Dam, the Luxor Esports Arena. So he's been all over shooting.
That'll be fun. It'll be exciting to see what the movie's all about when that comes out.
I was asking our friend John Keslamides of the Review Journal, who was writing a column on this, and I think he said it's something to do with, like, he used to be involved in some sort of, I don't know if it's crime or money or whatever, and then, you know, realize he has got a family, and then somehow he goes back to it. Something sucks him back in.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, something like that. And that might not be absolutely correct the way that I said that. So do not quote me on that. But something of that kind of thing. It sounds pretty entertaining.
It does. I would go see that
yeah.
for sure.
All right. Well, let's do some tips. All right, first tip, a new restaurant, and that is a new restaurant that opened over at Red Rock. We know many of you love to visit Red Rock. It's out west, off the strip, a little bit of a drive, but folks that live over there in Summerlin always frequent Red Rock. It's the Station Casinos. We always talk about it because they have great restaurants, great lounges. It's a great casino. They even have a wonderful ballroom area too. And the hotel rooms are nice and the spa. So they have like everything going for them. We love when they open new things. And we had told you, I think like about a year ago that they were going to start to open some new things. Some of the restaurants have been opened already. The latest one is called Naxos Taverna. And they had a grand opening party, which was fabulous, Sean. I went over there. You were busy, so I took it on for two.
Thank you. Thank you for repping for both of us.
But they got an oyster bar, too. It was a great party. I just want to say the staff is just great. They are such nice people and so fun, and the way they interacted with the crowd. And they were bringing around all sorts of food. The food was absolutely delicious. And I can tell they had like a hummus bar too.
Ooh.
Yeah, and like all sorts of stuff. And obviously we were just getting a sampling of the food. But I've seen people go there since it's been open too and doing some Insta stories. And the food does look really good, like the meals.
Oh, I need to get over there.
Yeah, and they had all this seafood out at the oyster bar. The drinks were great. And the space was nice too. I mean, I think it's going to really do well. It's a Mediterranean restaurant. And so a new addition over there at Red Rock, if you want to go check it out, it is now open. It's called Naxos Taverna. We need to go there for a proper meal, which we will. But welcome to Red Rock and welcome to Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's exciting. I love what's going on over at Red Rock. They're kind of bringing some new things in over there, and it's making it just a even more of a destination than it already was. Something else we have coming up in tip number two, NASCAR coming back to town. So we have two races per year now. We have a race in March and then a race later in the year during the fall. And this is the March race.
I know.
It is upon us.
And the March race was the one that was there the whole time, right? It was always
yes.
in March, and then they added the fall
they
one.
They added the fall.
So this is the race, the NASCAR race. And it's going to be on March 5th, which is a Sunday, but there's events all weekend, March 3rd to the 5th. So it's coming right up. And the Pennzoil 400 race is the one that will be on Sunday. That starts at 12:30 p.m. If you want to get tickets, you can go to lvms.com. It's up at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sean and I will be there because we realized when we went last time in the fall, hey, I'm into this. It was cool, right?
It was so much fun to be there at the race. It's such a great time. The president of the Motor Speedway, Chris Powell, we spent some time with him and his wife over there at the race. They're fantastic. So it's going to be exciting to be back there at the Speedway.
Well, and Chris, when we talked to him on the podcast, was telling us before we had actually went to the recent race, he said, you know, there's nothing like seeing and being at NASCAR in person and watching a race live. And he's right. I mean, the thing is people do watch it on TV. It's become a thing, you know, it's just like football on Sundays. And it's cool to see on TV, but to actually be in front of it and have the chance to be in front of it, it is so worth it, everyone. I'm telling you, it's such a fun time. They have the Neon Garage there, lots of different food items and attractions. There's stuff to do all day. And usually the weather's really, really nice. So, I mean, I highly recommend it. I know you do too, Sean, because when we left that, we said, you know, we got to go to the next one. And we'll be there March 5th. We're looking forward to it. If you go and you see us, say hello. Again, it's lvms.com.
And by the way, Dana, I'm just looking up ticket prices right now for the Pennzoil 400 that Sunday, and they start at $64.
Great.
Which is an extremely affordable price for all-day entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't beat, really, the seats. I mean, anywhere that you watch it is going to be great. You and I actually stood on the roof and watched last time.
Yeah.
And that was a great spot too. So it doesn't matter like if you're not that close, you can hear it and you can feel it when they turn that corner.
Sure can.
and we got to see, I mean, I don't want to act excited about it, but we got to see a good fight.
A good fight. I know.
That was random. That was when that driver, and I forget their names, got out of the car and went toward the other guy. I thought, oh my gosh, I've never seen this before. Even on TV, but I'm sure it happens.
But not often.
Yeah.
So that was one of those rare moments.
So anyway, I wonder what this race will bring. So again, check it out. If you've never gone in person, now's your chance. I know that from the Strip, if you're in town visiting or you come into town, I think they have like a bus route back and forth, a shuttle. So you can look up that. Just Google it. There's tons of information, especially on the website that I just mentioned. And check out the Vegas Near Me app. We told you it's now available for Google and iPhone. So Android and iPhone. Tons of events on there, tons of attractions, tons of places to go. You can book an Uber. There's maps inside the hotel casinos. It is a must-have. It's really starting to catch on. I know people are using it and saying they're finding it very, very useful. Click the link in our show notes and download the app for free.
And we will be back with episode 158 of Vegas Revealed next week.
Drive on through the night. The desert sky is cold.